Yishalmi Peya Daftali. The Gemara in the bottom of Gimel Mebeis discusses the Shaila Nogea to purchasing the Shalmi Chagiga. And the Gemara says it's a Sigya Arichta in Bavle, Mishnah Menachos, and other places where we know that the halacha is that when a person is buying, spending money to buy a korban to be used for a korban chov, like a korban shalmei chagiga for the yom tov. So in Mela, you have to use your own money, chulin. You can't use money that's hektish, that's maaser sheni money, maaser ani, or whatever, any other type of money that's not officially owned by you. That's usher to use for the purchase of a korban that's a chiyah for you to do. You have to go ahead and use your own money, chulin. However, again, if it's something you're buying above a bigger korban, and we'll explain the cases in a moment, where you need to have additional, more korbanos, more animals, because you need to feed more people for the tzudas yom tov, then the question is, can you use the money, money of hektish, to use for the additional carbon, because you already were yotza yechiv of which is the first carbon that you bought. So that's the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara says, "Shema Lakish ben Chizkiyo says Halacha, Odom Toifel Behemos La Behema." We'll see the connection to the Gemara before from Chizkiyo. The Halacha is a person is allowed to go ahead and take money and use to go ahead and to buy use the money that's from money of hektish, which normally you can't use to buy a korban chov. You'll have to go ahead and mix it together to buy a korban, to buy a larger korban. You can use together the money together. So again, the Pnei Moshe explains the case we're talking about, where the if you have Ochlin Merubin al Shulchanu, you have many guests, it's not enough for one korban, one animal, to feed them, to feed all of them. So you want to go buy other animals, and you don't have any more money, chulin money. So the halacha is you're allowed to go ahead and use maaser sheni money on the next korban, because even though it's considered a korban chov, however, since you're already yotze yechiyav with the first one, the mele, you're allowed to go ahead and use the money for an additional animal that you're going to use for additional korban to feed other people. But ain't adam toifel mos lama. However, Chizkiyo, Reish Lakish said the name of Chizkiyo, you can't use go ahead and mix together the money for a particular korban. In other words, if you're going to go ahead and buy one animal, and you want to buy even a bigger animal, you only have enough chulin money for a smaller animal. If you want to buy for that original korban, the one korban that you're buying, you want to use mixed together, mos hektish, mos meiser, with together mos chulin to buy one, that you can't do. Because you weren't yotze yet, you're a chi of chagiga, because you didn't buy that animal yet. So now you're buying it together with the money mixed together. That kaskil, Reish Lakish said, kaskil, you can't do, which is what we said before. We quoted the end of the Gemara yesterday, Adam Chelek Chavasu L'Shtei Behemos, which was kaskil's halacha. So to over here, you can't, according to kaskil, Reish Lakish, the name of kaskil, you can use it to buy a separate animal, because we're yotze with the first animal, first purchase with Moz Chulin, you were yotze, so now you could buy the second one with Moz Meiser. However, to mix together, to buy one animal, a larger animal, mix together the money, that you can't do, because you didn't want yet yotze, your mitzvah of your chagiga, shame chagiga with that animal. Yochanama, the opposite. Toifel Oda, Moz, Lemoz. A person go ahead, you can mix together the money to buy one korban. You're buying one korban to make your first korban. You want to mix together Moos Meiser Shady with Moos Chulin so you can buy a bigger animal. Halukas, you're allowed to do, says Rav Yochanan. However, ain't all the Mutayfil Behemos Labahema, but the opposite of what this girl said, to use the money after you bought one to buy a separate animal, that you can't do with Moos Meiser Shady, that you can't use that because you need to go ahead, and there you're buying it because the next one also has to be bought with Moos Chulin. And therefore, you're buying the separate animal. Even though you're already yotze with the first animal, the halacha, you can't do that because you can't go ahead and do that, as we said in the essay, end of the essay's Gemara, l'shitaso. You can't go ahead and add to it because you're using completely Moos Meiser Sheni for the second carbon, you're not the yotze. So we have Machlekes, Chizkiyo, and Rav Yochanan, Lagabi, both cases, what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. There's a Gemara. We go even a step further. Hey, Chayavda, Gemara says, what should we do in a case? You have 10 behemos, And Hikriv Chamesh B'yom Tov Rishon, you were marked there, you 10 Yom 10 Kabanos that you were designated for the Kashal Mechagiga, and you were marked the first for the Yom Tov Rishon to use five of them. You don't need it for the first days. You have enough for the first days and enough for Chol HaMoed. But you want to use the last five. You want to go ahead and use it for the second day, the end of Yom Tov. So the question is, what's the halacha in such a case? Do we allow you to go ahead and use it? Again, if you used all of the 10 of them for the first beginning of Yom Tov, of course you can do. But the halacha is here that you, since you're doing it for the last day of Yom Tov, do we say that it's coming? What's the halacha? That since you were Yotze, you're a Chi of Shal Mechagig already with the first days, and now you want to go ahead and be Makar of these on the last day of Yom Tov, maybe you can't do that, because you already Mekayim the mitzvah of Shal Mechagig on the first days of Yom Tov. Or do we say, no, since you're going ahead, and you set it aside in the beginning, now you wanted to bring it up now, the devil, because you're still able to do that as if you're doing Tashlumah for the first days. It's still, you're being Yotze with the first days, we allow you to do that. So therefore, the Gemara says, the Gemara says, this halakha is ke'ein, as Gemara says, Tenosha explains, this is not a new sugya, not milsav diapi nafshay, but rather, once we mentioned the shayla before, the halakha, machlokas, want to know, what about this case over here? We have enough, you say, you're allowed to be doicha, since you already makru fine, you already yotze dechiv, and therefore, it's like extra, and you can't bring it up on the akron, on the second day yantar. Or do we say no? That since Lamaisa, it's part of the original separation, the real original hafrasha that you set aside, we would allow you to go ahead and do that on the second day of Yom Tov for the last day of Yom Tov as well. Yom Tov Akron is considered Tashlum Yom Tov Rishon. This is the Gemara Shaila based upon the halacha that we just finished saying, Lagabe Rav Yochanan. What would be the halacha in such a case? The Gemara says, Rav Kisbayama is Pilot of Yochanan Rav Shimon Rav Lakish. This Lachar would be a machlokas here as well. One person says, you can. The other one says, you can't. We don't know which one says which. Which one of Yochanan says, which one of the Rish Lakish says. So the Gemara says, we're going to resolve, we're going to try to explain which one says what. We'll go ahead and explain what the Chachamim said, what we said before, and the Machlokas before is the same Machlokas we're saying over here. That we just quoted before. You can go ahead and use the money, go ahead, to go mix together the Meiser money with the Meiser Chulin to buy the original carbon that you can do, but you can't buy a separate one that you can't do. He's the one that says you can go ahead and be says Deicha. The fact that the halakha is, we know, we said the halakha is the what? That you have to go ahead and you have to have most Chulin in each of the carbonos. So Mamela, therefore, we say since Lamaisa, you can't go ahead and use just Maisa money for the second one, even though you were Yotze, with the first carbon, with the first animals that you brought. You were Yotze, the carbon Chagiga. So therefore, you can't go ahead and yet use the money for the second only Mos Maisa without using at least the money of Mos Maisa Chulin, at least enough to have a Shtei Kesef. At least to have that much, otherwise you can't do it. So the same thing applies over here. Same ideas that's left over. So he would say the same thing according to him, it's doicha, because it's the same halakha, because even though the fact you were yotze, so b'meila, it's still considered a consideration. You know, just because you brought it over the first day, you're still able to bring the second day. And therefore we consider it as part of it, and therefore would be considered doicha to be able to makar of this on Yom Tov of Akron. It would be considered the same thing, even though Yotze Shal Mechagiga. Just like the same halakha, you know, Yotze Shal Mechagiga. With the first one, you can't use Mos Maizah Sheni for the second one. You still have to go ahead and bring a mitzvah because it's still considered part of the Shal Mechagiga with the second carbon as well. So it's the same halakha. Shem Elokish that says, you want to say you can't be Tafel Muslim. Okay, he would hold Hu Amadai. He would say Enu Doicha. He said you can't be Doicha because the same concept applies. That Lamaisi, you can't separate. Since Reish Lakish was the one who said that you can't use that money, and therefore would tell us, therefore it's considered part of the carbon yom tov, kamikagiga. So the same thing over here, we say it doesn't have a din of kamikagiga, and you can't be doiched because it's no longer shamikagiga. You're already yotze, and therefore the second one you cannot be makriv on the second day of yom tov. Lachara is the shitaso of Yechizkio and Reish Shimon and Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is the shitas in this halakha as well. So he wanted to know who said what. It was Mavara based upon the original Machlokes and Marayim. It's the same Machlokes here as well. Gemara says, well, what about another case, even further? He asked the question. Not only the second carbon that you bring, you could bring on the second day of Akron, Yom Tov Akron, but even that, all the Yom Tov, any carbon that you're adding to Chagiga, goes ahead, even as mutter to bring on the second day, until he says, I'm not being Moshe. In other words, the Chiddush is even more. Not only do we say that Allah is that the first five animals you brought is the first day, you can also bring the second one on the second five on the second day, but you can go ahead and bring as many as you want, even if you want Makashim, even if you didn't set aside in the beginning, if it wasn't 10 you set aside, you only brought up five. Not only could you bring up those five, but even if you want to bring additional ones, you could bring up. And you could bring up the entire time until the person says, hey, Medaikalosav, I'm not bringing up any more. Once you make up your mind not to bring any more, then the look is, then you can't say it's not Deicha Yontav, you decide to add on. But originally you can add on, Yochanan goes further, not just the five you designated, the additional five, but even anything you could designate until you say you have in mind that you're not going to go ahead and continue anymore. And this is what the Gemara says, this is how the Gemara Avi Paskins as well, that a person actually says it, this Reish Lakish and Yochanan both agree to, that if, until you're set aside, that you're not bringing up anymore, you're able to continue to bring as many as you need, as many as you want, until you say, any roads left here, I'm not going to bring any additional ones. It's an extra chiddush of Yochanan's halakha. The next line of the Mishnah was, Yehud Ramein Lamashir, Gmilas Chasodim. Gemara says that, we say Gmilas Chasodim and Lamashir, how to tame the Gufo. It's only talking about mitzvah the Gufo. A person goes, Bika Kolder, Machnasas Hameis, Achnasas Kala, Levayas Hameis, things he's doing beguf, those things have no limit, no shear, no minimum, no maximum. But a person with his mamon, there is a shear. There is a shear. Why? There's a maximum shear. Because we already said before that, again, that says that a look at those things you can. Yesh lem shear. Gemara says, what's the shear? Gemara says, the Isar, no, you're going to be a Yechanan. Nimna Beusha, they voted, the Sanhedrin came in Usha where the Sanhedrin relocated to, but the Batai Beis and the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Halacha is that they were in Masake and she other mafish chayvish min nechasim mitzvah. So a person go ahead and separate a fifth of his nechasim to do a mitzvah. To do a mitzvah. So Memela, therefore, is telling the same halacha, since you can't do more than a fifth, the maximum you can't do is more than a fifth. So we say, Old Vram Shein Lam Shir, it's by Baguf, not by Bamamon, because by Bamamon, the maximum, you're not supposed to give more than a 20th, more than a Chaimish. What's the reason why? So they shouldn't go become poor, and you need sucker yourself. Therefore, you're not supposed to give more. So the Shaila is that the, therefore, it would be included. The question is, what do you mean included? Alok is, we say Alok is, there's no Shir. We're talking about the rice, there's no Shir. The Chachamim of Masakin, a Shir of the Chomesh. But otherwise, Midaraisa Taka is no shear. It should be included. It's like Peah. Chachamim gave within 1/60th. But the look is that there's no shear because Midaraisa is no shear. So the question is over here, when we say Ad Chomish, there's some Taka Luna Chiddush, that's a Din Daraisa, the Daraisa Dika Shear. That's why it would not be included. But Lamayit, that's why Mammon is not included. But the others say, Pshat is no, it is included. That it is not, it's a Darabana Dika Din. And Batsin, it could be included. And the only thing is, we're talking about something where the commission is qualifying it and saying that Lamaisa, there were mafish and Chachamim, therefore Chachamim said, practically speaking, there's a shear because you don't go above the 50th, so the Rabbanan would be a shear. So therefore, it wouldn't be included in the Mishnah. It says the financial one, Mamonai, Babagufo is included. So that's as far as maximum. What about minimum? What's the minimum? Is there a shear minimum of a Divine Mitzvah? Where you go ahead and you designate amount for a Mitzvah, what would be the shear that a person would go ahead to be able to, what's the minimum amount of shear that we say that a person could be able to misake? So the Gemara says, Arheichan hu chiyav alat kana. Without the takana, what's the chiyav? What's the minimum chiyav, says the Prey Moshe? What's the minimum chiyav and there is there a minimum chiyav shlamaita shlayyad? You shouldn't go ahead and do less than that. One says the shear of truma u trumas meiser. We know the halakha is that a person goes ahead and you have to give truma. Truma has to give the kohen 1/50th. 1/50th is a share or 2% of what he grows. That has to be considered. That has to be given the truma. And truma's meiser is even on the meiser, the tenth that you give to the levi, you also have to give a truma of that part, so which is another 1% of that part. So maybe it's a total of 3%. And that's the minimum the person has to give litzdaka. So therefore, therefore that is a share. It's not, it's a 3% is the amount that a person would have to give. Kedei truma is bainus, is the share that a person would have to give. That's one opinion. We'll see the Gemara now, another opinion. But that's the amount that a person, that's the minimum a person has to give. But Chayyama says not the share of a truma, truma's meiser, which is 3%, but rather, as Hashem Mahoyika Mereshis called to Vuaska, the beginning of all your tshvua, Mereshis Atavasa, from the beginning until the tshvua, which means that where? Until you have to give truma, which is the share of 2%, we're not including the share of that we're given, separate, the Levi has to give later, that's not included in the share, just truma gadol levad is included in the share. So Mamela, therefore, that the Gemara says, that you have the shear is you have a machlokas here. How far? So the Gemara says, what's the minimum? Which means the minimum is the shear. This is the amount that a person would have to give for the minimum amount. So therefore, again, the goof, when they therefore el drum shein them shear by gimlis chasadim, it's only made up by the goof. The goofo, there's no shear, no minimum and maximum. But mamon, there's a maximum at koimish, and there's a minimum, which we just finished saying, machlokas, whether it's 3% or 2%, would be the requirement that you would have to give. Says the Gemara, boy, komid ramana. He went and he asked Ramana Shaila. What does it mean, give a komish, a fifth? Fifth of every single year? Then if that's so, the komish shana would go mafsikule. Then in 5 years, you're not losing anything. You're giving away everything. What's the whole idea? You should give more than a komish, come and made a takana. What was the takana? Because otherwise, the person himself is going to have to give everything away. He's going to have to go himself and would be an ani maksar lapsakim. He won't have any money left for himself. Now he's going to go out and eat fitzdaka. However, if you say that means a fifth every year, so that means after 5 years he'll have nothing left. He'll have to give everything. So back to the same problem. What did they accomplish by making a takana that you shouldn't become a nani? You'll become a nani anyway. So the Gemara says, therefore, that you have to give. So therefore, that be the amount you have to give. So Amalei Ramana said, "Bechilu l'keren." No, but no, becoming a little scar. Beginning is for keren, and the afterwards a scar. What does that mean? It means if a person has $100, so the halakha is you have to give alivaz yos mechaimish. Means you have to give a shear. You have to give a fifth. You have to give give more than a fifth, which means you have to give $20. Now the next year you have the $80 remaining. You don't have to give now a chaimish of that $80 of the keren that's left. You have to give only if the $80 made $10, you have to give a chaimish of that $10, which would be $2. And each year you have to give a chaimish of whatever the avach is, whatever your maviyah. But the keren itself is only one time. That you don't have to give more than that particular amount of time. You're not mechuyev to give more than that shear of the chaimish would be you do not have to give. That more than that would not have to give. That was only given one time. And therefore, you're not going to become poor because you're still going to keep the keren of the balance of the 80% minus whatever you give each year, the chomish that you're going to give for each year. Says the Gemara, and I'm a mitzvah shalosh. Says another rule, a look at mitzvahs until a third. For most, for tzedakah, for that, you give at chomish. But for mitzvahs to give, to buy, dalet midim, tefillin, things like that, a person has to give until a third of his money. You have to give until a mitzvah at shalosh. The advisor is at shalosh for mitzvahs. That's what the Gemara says, you have to give a third for until mitzvahs. And we're going to explain. Fake to Marakash, what does it mean? What does it mean a third? Call it mitzvah shalish? Means all the mitzvahs a person has to give a third? Or mitzvah akas? Or mitzvah each mitzvah you have to give a third? In other words, a person has a number of mitzvahs in front of him. Does it mean you give a third makayim all the mitzvahs? Or does it mean for each particular mitzvah you have to give up to a third to be able to fulfill the mitzvah? So if the dal minim cost up to a third, then there's no money left for sukkah and like that. That's not what it refers to. Or does it mean for all the mitzvahs that's in front of you that you have to give? What is the Gemara saying? Which is the case that the Mishnah is referring to? So the Gemara says, all the mitzvahs until a third. Even for one mitzvah. So you have a machlokes. Does it mean for one mitzvah? Or does it mean for all the mitzvahs that a person has to do? That's what it means to give a third. You have to give a third. Not for one mitzvah. And Ravin says the mitzvah akas, says the Pnei Moshe, you have to give for the first mitzvah that comes in front of your hand. But that mitzvah you have to give. You don't look at all the mitzvahs that you have in front of you. You look at the mitzvah that right now comes to you. That mitzvah right now is the shear that you have to give. Achalish. Until the third is what you would have to give for this year, for this mitzvah that you would have to give for that particular time, for that particular mitzvah. Says the Gemara, the halacha is, says the Gemara, The Rav Kinevi, Rav Shem Ayavin, the woman. Gavit said the name of the Rabbanim meet the Talmud from both. Ma'ar Shal Shlam. What's the halacha? Do we say third means a third of the damim? Hey, Kavito, how's this done? Lagach Odom Mitzvah. A person goes there and buys a mitzvah. Ro'ach Eres Namin. He finds something even better. At Kamatrikan, how much should he continue doing? What's the Achlish? Until a third. And you find something better. A person goes to buy as a min, buy a dollar minimum, and you see now, ready to buy it, you see now you're in a nicer one. So how much should a person go ahead and go keep on spending more until he gets the nicest one? So he said, until Shalish. Says the Pnei Moshe, At Kamatrikan of Lahosa Bishvilos and Naman, how much do you have to spend to buy a nicer one? A third more than the original money you're going to go ahead and give, that you have to give for the nicer mitzvah to be able to dedicate my value to spend more money. That is what you have to do until a third. The Gemara says, where is the basis? Where do you see this from? How can a person go ahead and make a person beautify the Eivishta? How do you unveil the Eivishta? And unveil mitzvahs means beautify him with mitzvahs. How do you do that? Get the nicer one you can. That's the way you zakeh ma'veil. And Abba Sholom Adam Elo should be doyme to Hakadosh Baruch Hu Malkana Rav Batov. It doesn't mean the gabe purchases of mitzvahs. It means more of how Hakadosh Baruch Hu's midos of Hakadosh Baruch Hu followed him the midos of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, just like Hakadosh Baruch Hu is chanan merachum. So too, therefore, you go ahead and you go. Now again, it's not my cloakus Abba Shol and the Abba Shol and Tana Bei Rishmol. They're both the same. Besides the interpretation of Rishmol as a keil madayu on the mitzvahs, is also another thing of also the inyan of being doymed to Hakadosh Baruch Hu's midos harachamim, midos hakesed, that you go ahead and you do that to make it even better to do follow the ways of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Adam Elo says. The Pnei Moshe Darish and Bei Rishon Evil Moshe Lo. Mahu Rakum, Kamakina Sani Gabi should go ahead and treat people the same way, to go ahead and to be able to do the proper thing to Akash Broku, the Snalo be Midos, the Midos Atovim, Akash Broku, is Midos Bitovim, or Akash Broku, is Dimia to Akash Broku, the way he does things, is the way that we have to go ahead and besakin ourselves to increase our. So the mitzvah is therefore should go. So that's what it means. A shlish, a third more, to do more than you spent so far, to do the mitzvah in a better way, in a nicer way.